Turn to picture 17. Once again, the Philistine army went to fight the Israelite army. King Saul and his sons were killed. Now David was made king of Israel. The people knew that God had chosen David to be the king. Every time David and his army went to fight their enemies, David would ask the Lord for advice, and each time God would tell him what to do. One time, David chose 30,000 men to go with him to bring back the Ark of the Lord. The Ark of the Lord was a special box that carried the laws of God, and it was to be kept only in a certain place, and only the high priests could go near it. The Ark was in a place called Judah, so David and his men went to bring it back. They set the Ark of God on a new cart. Uzzah and Ahio were guiding the cart that was carrying the Ark of God, and David and the people were celebrating before the Lord with singing and dancing. Once, the oxen which were pulling the ark stumbled and Uzzah reached out to hold the ark. The Lord got angry with Uzzah because of his disrespect, and Uzzah died right there beside the ark. David was afraid of the Lord that day and did not want to take the ark of the Lord to be with him. You may wonder why God was so angry with Uzzah. He did something which was just natural, to reach out and hold the ark from falling. However, the ark of the Lord was holy, and it was to be treated with great respect. Today, I think we do not give God's house or His word enough respect. Have you been in God's house when there is so much noise, children running up and down, people doing things in it which are not really worshiping God? And sometimes we treat God's word like an ordinary book, rather than His word. How many of us let it fall onto the ground or floor, play with it or handle it without respect? God demands respect for His house of worship and His word.